Good evening, or good morning, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper, and it is Sunday morning somewhere. And today I am in focus with It's All in the Eyes and all of the things I'm finding wearing a mask can uncover. The music I'm listening to, I am listening to some Sisters Rock and Roll today. This is the great Bonnie Raitt from 1991's album Luck of the Draw. The song is Something to Talk About. I hope today finds you well. And if not, tonight will. And I'm not talking politics today. I'm talking about mask. I'm not talking politics. I'm just talking about mask. And the things, man, it's just the hires. The force gives us a simple plan. And it's whether we follow it or we don't. You know, the interesting thing I'm seeing, sadly, more people are still dying. We're yet to get a grip on things. But what I'm seeing is from the ground up what's happening. The fact that Canada's always got our back. England, Germany, Israel, all of these countries are, you know, people are in the streets not, well, because of the strife in their own nation, yes. But also because we did it first. And we're like the big brother. America's the big brother, you know. You guys were leading the way, telling us how to do it. Plus, we made all the movies. We made all the movies on when something bad happens, how to get out of it. Come on, the Outbreak, Congo, all of these different movies where, oddly enough, normally older white scientist found the way out. And he gave that answer to a macho or bravado America, USA guy, and we always got in just in the nick of time. But you know, here's the thing. The rest of the world isn't asking us, why can't Will Smith do something? They're not asking us, where's Harrison Ford? Or where's Bruce Willis? They're asking us, where's the real scientist? You know, here's the thing about science, guys. You don't know until you know. So now that we know, and like this song right here, let's give them something to talk about. But it all comes out of love. The rest of the world is like, come on, y'all, give us something to talk about. Show us that you are the badass you say you are. And you know what? We are. So we got that going for us. Now it's just about the work. And we got to do the work. People are inclined and forced to look at themselves in this time. And that's okay. Because you have to care for each other at this time. See, here's the things, too, I'm saying about wearing a mask, which I find a little bit interesting, and some things are pretty ironic. I go into what some of this does is it makes people look at each other the same, even though we're different. Let me say that again. Sometimes wearing a mask makes society and everybody in it look at you the same, even though we know we're different. Perfect example. I'm a black man. I can put on a mask and walk into a bank just like anybody else. You have to look at me just like everybody else. I'm still different, but you only see the eyes. I only see your eyes. We'd have to look at each other and take each other for that moment for who we are. Maybe that's a little simplistic, but that's how I see it. This sister, this is Carrie Underwood. The song is Before He Cheats. This is a cold, cold song. Now, I know there's a lot of other sisters that can talk cold, but this girl is talking cold. And she's talking about being cheated on. being lied to, being deceived, not being cared for. Now, we got to get out of our feelings for those of us who don't wear a mask. Or we got to get out of our feelings at confronting those of us who don't wear a mask. Because those of us who don't wear a mask know they're not wearing a mask. Here's a couple of things. I believe the less selfish we are now, the more selfish we can be later. Yeah. Okay, it's August. We can find ways to do things. You can still go to the beach. You can, no reason to go to a ballpark because you can't get in. Amusement parks, that's another thing. But the less selfish we are now, the more selfish we can be later. And if you are not factually aware of the science, you cannot tell me about the science. Okay? If you know more than the science, that's something else. Go for it. But if you're not factually aware of the science, you can't tell me about the science. And we have too many side conversations about stuff that I think a lot of us aren't really educated on. There is a responsibility you feel in wearing a mask. And there's a responsibility you should feel for not wearing one. Because this is all we know right now. We got to get out of our feelings of getting mad or insulting someone that we see not wearing a mask, or trying to break your way into stores that require masks because you don't want to put one on. I saw an 80-year-old man damn near try to knock a bank's door down by banging and kicking because there was a line of people waiting for to go into the bank and we all couldn't go in at the same time. And he didn't have a mask on, and everybody else did. So get out of our feelings. You know the other thing too, I'm hearing, and I'm not regurgitating the stories, but you hear about these churches where the pastors say, well, he believes that God would want them to convene in service, church, and a lot of people are getting sick. One question: where did the virus come from? You said the message from God was to convene your church. Didn't God send us the virus? Isn't that a message in any kind of way? Would you consider that a message? So let's get out of our feelings. Let's try to care for each other. See, here's the thing. We have to see, I think this is seeing if we can do it. The rest of the world is doing a little bit better than we are. Yes, leadership is a little different, but they're doing a little bit better than we are. Can we not just be afraid of conforming, even if you don't like somebody else? Can we not be afraid of conforming for the greater good? Basically, that's what I want to see us do. We could have football. We will have football, but it could be in its own way. It could be just like it was before, but it's up to us. This is the great Sheryl Crow from 1993. The album was, I love the title, Tuesday Night Music Club. It's All I Wanna Do. And yeah, it's August. That's all I wanna do too. That's all a lot of us wanna do, is have some fun. We wanna go to the beach. We wanna go to a ballpark. We wanna go to the music park. We wanna go to a casino. You can do things, but we are very imaginative people. Find the creativity in having fun in a different kind of way. We mask up at Halloween. One day a year it's cool. Now we got to do it for a period of time. It's not. Come on. We can still have fun. Youth is not wasted on the young. They just don't enjoy it as much as we do. Or they aren't as creative in enjoying it as much as we do. Youth, you got to be a little bit more creative. Because I guarantee you, a lot of, not just young people, but when we congregate in masses, unless we know better, we know that's not good. Unless we know better. Unless we're all wearing masks. The sad truth about what we're dealing with is that your lack of responsibility or ignorance doesn't just hurt you. We're connected. Whether you want to be or not, we're connected. So is not affecting your freedom. It doesn't affect your freedom. You can't have freedom if you're sick or you're dead. There's no freedom in that either. So I understand the needs to want to have fun. Hey, the battles though, I watch on the internet, where musicians are home doing their music thing. People are making up new music at home. Actors are doing recital. They have the master class things going on. There's a lot of ways we can still enjoy ourselves. Turn your house or your apartment into a, I don't know, make one place of it Paris, make one place of it Jamaica. Do things. Entertain yourself. Challenge. Take the challenge of entertaining yourself and using your imagination for real. Okay? See, I believe in playing on purpose. And we can always fall into instances where we can have fun, but you can create those instances too. And they don't have to be crowded bars. They don't have to be big pool parties. Because it doesn't benefit us all now to do that. Again, the less selfish we are now, the more selfish we can be later. Maybe a year from now, you can do all of the stuff that you felt like you used to do and you want to do again. Fine. Maybe there'll be a mixture of stuff you did before and new stuff that you're doing now. Fine. But the thing is, where's your heart? You can still have fun. Come on, we all have fun. Oh, we all should have fun. A lot of us are personalizing our mask. It tells you a little bit about the person you're dealing with. You know, because when you see people personalizing masks, and we just got another shipment for the house, so we know that this could be the long haul. That's okay. Life is a long haul, as short as it is too. So, I'm not saying don't have fun, guys. I'm just saying, don't drop your end of the roof. You know, is at times we all are connected to the same cord. Well, that's the message. I'm not taking anything away from you. And you're not taking anything away from me just by doing little things, just by taking care of each other. We're not taking anything away from anybody else. But you don't have to be, again, it's nothing political. It's nothing that involves anybody that could tell us what to do. We're in control of the situation. It's all about what we want to do, how we want to do this. So, let's go back. Here's the thing. This is serious. Sadly, it's still killing people. Right now, we know something that keeps a lot of us safe, or as safe as we can be, and that is to stay in your particular environment, with the people that you are around. And when you go out public, if someone's around, wear a mask. I walk my dog. I keep a mask in a pocket. Nobody's there. If somebody comes, I put it on. How does that hurt? How can that hurt? What is that taking away from me? And maybe it's helping me because I'm not breathing everything that I'm always breathing all the time. I'm just saying, it's something we need to consider doing because it works for all of us. It works for everybody. The less selfish we are now, the more selfish we can be later. And when you see people and you look into their eyes, now that's what you do. That's what I do. Maybe I didn't do it as much before. But yeah, it's all in the eyes. People can smile through their eyes. Now you might see the mouth and the mask gesture, but look for real. Look in somebody's eyes, because that's what we're forced to do when we're wearing a mask. And that's a good thing. A little bit of, it's just how we put things together, and frustration is not going to help anything. Stress is not going to help anything. Hey, I am in a situation right now where I'm still trying to pull things together, but me trying to fight against myself is not going to help anything. This is time to take a moment and work the simple plan. Do you have it in your heart to care for somebody? Here's the way to show it. Very simple. And what I'm finding too is that when you walk outside, you see people with masks that you don't know and they don't know you. You nod. You smile through your eyes. And you might even have a conversation because we can understand each other a little clearer now. It's the way we can communicate. We, as a human species, we've always adapted to communicate. It's just a matter of where our heart is. And most of us, our heart is in the right place. And those of us whose hearts aren't there, somebody else can pull you there. Because you want to be there. What else is there? You can't show love to your family without showing love. Period. Concern. So let me just say what I'm saying. Let's give the world something to talk about. Let's give ourselves something to talk about. Let's give our children something to talk about. Years from now, to understand that regardless of when we woke up, we got woke. And we handle our business. Because right now, there's no reason for them to believe it because we haven't handled our business. So let's handle our business and grow from there. Wear your mask, y'all. Talk to me through your mask if I see you outside. I want to talk to you. This is the Talk It Out Podcast. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Be safe, everybody. Little bit of this, little bit of that. All of the things I'm finding wearing a mask can uncover. And most of them are good. Be blessed.